Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's springtime, up and down weather.
That's right. Spring is here. The birds are chirping. Little chickens are being born. At school, they're hatching chickens. The little kids love it. Everybody wants to bring a little chicken home. Can you imagine?
Really? Like literally chickens?
Literally. They had all these little chickens, and now they're hatching them at school. I mean, this is pretty old-fashioned.
Wow. Neat.
I mean, instead of computers, they're doing chickens. I love it.
I know. Kind of get out of our devices and kind of go back to old school ways. I love it.
That's right. I mean, can you remember that far back when everything was that simple?
I am now. I'm thinking, we thought we had it made. We went outside. We talked to people when we were kids.
Talked to people. Well, that's out.
I know.
And kids played till dark.
Yeah.
They played outside. They played games with sticks and things like that. They didn't have real Nerf guns. They didn't have anything back then.
Yeah,
it's a changed world.
Yeah. Now
very
modern. We literally know people. There's two people that are married that will go out to dinner, and when they're at a restaurant sitting at the same table, they'll text each other instead of talk. Literally. Not making
now that is. Are you sure you didn't just say that?
No. I'm sure. I'm positive. Like, literally. It's not even a joke.
You saw them do it?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
On several occasions.
I would get up and leave the table. If I had a husband and he was texting me instead of talking to me, I'd say, thank you very much. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm leaving right now.
We've seen it multiple times from those two. Yeah, it's a pattern. It's a thing.
I wonder why they don't talk. Strange.
Know. It is really strange.
I don't think they like each other.
They're weird birds.
That's my personal opinion. Oh, my gosh. They might as well just be in separate houses or separate rooms.
Well, you know, we thought that, too, but then we thought about it, and it's like they're perfect for each other in a weird, weird way.
I just don't understand. Are they both engineers?
No, they're quote unquote regular people. Yeah, so
they can't be regular people.
That's why I put quote unquote.
Regular people don't act like that.
They don't. They don't. You would think that they well, they're not engineers because they're not that smart. but they don't. They don't go outside and they don't do anything. So they're really really strange. Very strange.
I can believe that. You don't even have to convince me. Anybody text each other, I know it's strange.
Yeah.
If you're in the same table, especially.
They're socially awkward. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. I understand. Wow.
Yeah. We didn't used to do that. You would go and have dinner. Remember when we all had supper at the table and you had to, like, talk? How was your day? Oh, it was good. How was your day?
That's right. I remember those days. Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Yeah, so it's spring. The kids have got chickens, which is wonderful. It's not that they're actually like having hands on things, and it's teaching responsibility, and that's fantastic. I didn't know that they were doing that these days.
Yeah, that's right, and the llamas are happy. They're the little baby llamas are playing and kicking up their heels. It's springtime.
Wow. And we're a week from Easter. I can't believe that.
That's right.
It's early this year.
And I'm hoping it's not going to be real cold on Easter, but it might be.
Well, with your weather the way it's been, golly, it'd be like 90 and then 35. It's amazing.
I know. And you know, everybody's having Easter sunrise service, but I don't know how warm that's going to be. You know, I mean, since Easter's early, I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you might freeze, but I don't know.
I know you've always talked in the past about how it's really sad when everybody goes out and get you get your pretty Easter dresses and pretty Easter suits, and then you've got to cover up with all these big puffy coats underneath them, and then you can't see them. That's always kind of sad, but hopefully that won't happen.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because you buy these beautiful dresses for your children and grandchildren, And then they, you know, and then sometimes women buy new dresses. A lot of the time they do. And then you don't see them because they have to put a coat over it.
I know it. I know it.
And you never know in Texas. The weather can change in 5 minutes.
Yes. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And I don't know. There's a saying for that. I just can't remember it right now. And then the Easter candy.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Easter candy overload on TV, and that's all I see. And it looks so delicious, and it's so colorful and bright. We went and we made a mistake.
I know, and you're going to get one of those big Easter bunnies and eat every end of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Chocolate to chocolate.
Yeah. It'll be one of those big, giant Easter bunnies from the, one of the Reese's ones. And then
right.
We made a mistake a week or so ago. We went and bought the big, it wasn't even a big bag. It was kind of like a small-ish bag of the little, just the little chocolate Easter eggs, you know, the little tiny ones that you open.
Oh, yes, I love those.
Yes, well, we hadn't had those in years. We thought, well, we'll just try some of these. Well, it was kind of a small bag, but it went on forever and ever. It's just like the more eggs we eat, the more that seems they're multiplying in the bag.
Yeah, it was getting bigger instead of smaller.
It was, and they were so delicious, and I wanted to hate them, and I didn't. It's like Easter candy gets you. So I'll be glad when Easter's over for that reason only. But still, it is a nice time of year. The trees bloom.
It's a wonderful time of year. I love all the colors. I love all the flowers are just blooming like heck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a trail of bluebonnets from here to the coast. I mean,
oh.
Bluebonnets are out. I've seen tulips that are blooming. There's a place close here that does the tulips, you know, in Waxahachie. They have a million tulips every year. So flowers are already out.
Oh.
I hope nothing happens like a freeze or anything because flowers are blooming everywhere you look.
You say freeze, but you know, and you think, oh gosh, it's almost the end of March. But the way you're going with your weird weather, it could happen.
Anything could happen in Texas.
I know it.
I mean, the weather changes periodically. Like it can change in an hour, as you know.
Yeah. But that's
what we like.
That's one of the things we like. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. We're making a lot of changes to the website. So in a couple of weeks, it should be really good, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's completely different. We've completely, I don't want to say blew up the old one, but it looks, if you went to the website in the past and you go there today, it's completely different. We've got a lot of neat things on there. So, yeah, we're still adding to it. We're not done. But it's making big progress. So we're really happy with
that. That's a great thing because, you know, it's like everything else. You can't just leave it like it is for 20 years or so. I mean, every 5 years you should update everything and make some changes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, some of the information changes, designs change.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Everything changes quicker than we're keeping up with it.
I know it. Isn't it weird? It seems like time just speeds up as we go through time.
That's right. And everybody tells us that we're getting older, and that's hard to believe.
I know it.
I thought we were getting younger, but maybe not.
It's all in how you feel. The number says we're getting older, but we feel like we're getting younger.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
You know?
So what are some of the highlights? What's the good stuff that's
okay.
happening?
Well, as you know, all these policies that were maturing, most of them have went in the bank. We've got a lot of cash that's come in for people. They've got paid early and some of them on time. And now the Ritkus policy, that Mr. Ritkus has passed away. This is an old policy that we were waiting on and waiting on. And it has expired. He has passed away. Everybody's going to get paid. It's a $500,000 policy. It's a blessing.
Wow.
Because we've waited and waited on it. We've still got two old policies to go. And after that, it's free sailing, folks.
Yeah, you've been talking about these as being a thorn in your side for several years. And
that's
so now
exactly right. Wow. You know, somebody storied to us, and we got caught, and that's what happened. And we're still waiting on Mr. Denton. I'll say that, and he'll pass away next week, maybe. But Mr. Denton, as you know, is 91. He's going on 92.
Wow.
I sent Flint to South Carolina this summer to see if he was really alive. That's how concerned I was.
That's the one.
But Mr. Denton is still there. So far, he's still alive, but it can't last long.
Wow.
That's why I don't do old people on contracts. That's why we don't buy their policies, because they outlive everybody.
Yeah.
They're not sick sometimes. They're just old.
Yeah.
And being old will not put you in the ground.
No, they're tough. They're going to outlive
they
us.
They are tougher than you and I ever thought about being.
Yeah.
So that's the story on the old policies. The new policies are doing great. They're coming in on time. And one of my clients, who is so lucky, you know, I can put her in a policy and it'll mature. That's all there is to it.
Really?
I was talking to somebody this week, and they said, if she's in a policy, it's going to mature.
Wow.
And that's all there is to it. I mean... when she's in a policy, and she was in Ritka's also, it was a deal where she bought somebody's interest in it. And she hadn't had it but 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's been in it 2 months, folks.
Wow.
And then now it's already expired, and I'm going, oh, my gosh.
So you literally have a lucky client.
I have a lucky client who, if she's in it, it will expire and she'll get paid. I mean, everybody else will get paid. But I've never seen hers really go over. I mean, that seems like she has something. We just paid her on two policies.
Oh, wow.
So now this one. But hers are turning all the time. She's making money all the time. It's a fabulous deal.
On average, because it sounds like she's doing very, very well, on average, how many policies would you say that she's in at any given time?
20 or 25.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a lot of policies. She has a great income from us. Been with us a long, long time.
So I think it just kind of clicked with me, because you say all the time that the more policies that people are in, the greater their return, and those are the ones that are really thriving the most, that are in a number of different policies and well-diversified. But it just kind of clicked with me that the reason for that is because when you're in a number of policies like that, there's more policies to mature and then more policies to reinvest in. And so there's more, assets to work with. Is that, am I
saying
that? Yeah,
and it's like this. People in the last 4 years, those policies are all coming due on time. They're doing their job. It's the older policies that they've gotten wrong. But these younger policies, if people that are sitting on the sidelines will try this and do the policies we're doing now, the premiums are almost non-existent. They're very, very low, and they're coming in within days or months of being on time. So the people that have been investing in these in the last 4 years are doing fabulous. So if you've got some old policies and you're hesitating, saying, well, I don't want to spend any more money, try and see if this won't bring you out of the doldrums and get you to making profit again by doing the ones we're doing now, because they are profitable, they're working, and they're coming in on time.
It almost sounds like a completely different game now than it was a couple of years ago due to the advancements in the information. Is that correct?
I would say everything from 20 and 21 forward, they're coming due. You know, we've had millions and millions that matured in the last 2 months. I think the last time I checked, when it 7 or 8 million that had matured in the last month. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It is. And all that money came in, and the new company that we're doing that that takes care of all the life expectancies for us is getting the death certificate within days. This is just, it's a game changer. On Mr. Ritkus, he died 3 days ago, and we already know about it.
Wow.
And usually now we're finding out within a week of when they die. And we were not getting that kind of service with the other company. And now with them, we know just it's 2-3 days, we know they're dead, and they're already getting the death certificate.
Wow, that's
fast. And one of those that we just got paid on, the family sent us the death certificate. Everybody sent it to us.
Really?
I think we got it from 3 sources. I
wow.
mean, that has never happened.
I know.
And as you know, lots of times the family doesn't care. Well, this family did care. They sent the death certificate to us. And they said, where do we want to send it? And we told them to send it to us. And then the company that we used, they got one. I mean, I think there was 3 before it was over with. Everybody was really cooperating on that one and really helping us.
Wow. I know you've told stories sometimes where nobody will send it. And so you've got to, like, essentially, you know, beg people or go get it or, you know, try to pay them a couple $100 to send it. And so to get 3 copies from 3 sources, that's new. That's different. That's good.
That is different. It's a great thing. I love it when everybody's working together and we get things on time and early.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. When you have people come to you for the first time,
yes.
What's their approach? Do new investors think that, okay, I'm just going to get in 1 or 2 policies and then retire, or do they try to test it out and then get in more, or do they like?
Well, they'll come with a certain amount, 100,000, 200,000, 3. And say, okay, put me in some policies. Let's see how it works. And once that first maturity hits, then they feel more comfortable. So then they, you know, they'll do it like they should. They'll renew and renew. And we have quite a few new people, and they're doing very good. They've had at least 2 maturities already.
Wow, that's pretty good. When should people, this is a terrible question because it changes so much and there's so many variables, but when should people, okay, so when somebody, say I'm a new investor and I come to you and I say, okay, Faye, I want to try life settlements, I want to get in, I would imagine probably one of the first questions that they're going to ask is, when can I expect my first policy to mature and come in and get my first return? I'm sure.
Well, then we tell them. If we have a policy ready, we tell them what the life expectancy is, how long it is, what kind of cancer it is, what they're going to make. We tell them everything right there. And it may be that it's going to be a couple of weeks. If it is, we tell them that. But we always tell them all the particulars. We tell them that we buy cancer policies on people that are terminal, that are not going to make it. We tell them you don't get paid until it matures. All your interest builds up. We tell them, you know, how many months it's going to be. If it's 24 months, if it's 30 months, you know, however long it is. We talk about the policy. If they may put their money up and then later they call to see about the policy I'm talking about. So then I tell them if the people are obese, it's going to come in earlier, like if it's throat cancer or breast cancer, colon cancer. I tell them what the main ones we do. Breast cancer, to me, has been, I think we've had more maturities in breast cancer than anything. One of these that we just got paid on, again, was breast cancer. Came in on time. It's just that when breast cancer is that second time around, I don't think they have a prayer. I don't think they have any way in the world they'll beat it. And the ones we've done have all come in on time on breast cancer. I think we've had, maybe we've had 2 that weren't. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they're all come in great. We love the breast cancer. We've been doing tongue and throat cancer this year, and some of those have already come in. So we give them all the particulars. We tell them how they're going to make money, how long it's going to be, and what the cost is, and if it goes over, you know, what the premium is. We've done several lately that had no premium. People love that when we say there is premium whatsoever. Some of these, they have a rider on them, and the rider says if you're sick enough, they will waive everything.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that if they waive all the premium, you have no risk.
Yeah.
You know, no risk whatsoever.
It's like that's one of the risks that you always talk about is if it goes over.
That's the biggest risk.
You have to pay the premiums. But if there is no premium, then it's just like, well, golly, it's nothing but
that's
profit.
Right. That's why people rush to invest in policies when I say there's no premiums or if I say it's 0.25.
Ooh, yeah, that's low.
I mean, you know, the premium could be $12, $15, not hardly anything.
Yeah.
So that's a great, great thing. So there's so many points that are great on a life settlement. Also, usually if you have a life policy and you die, there's no taxes on it. Most of the time, there's no taxes on a life insurance policy. Yeah. So that helps, too.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you have some of the old policies and you're paying premiums, it is deductible. And it's in the tax code that it is deductible.
Really?
And yes, and we can send them a copy of that if they need it, because a lot of people don't know that you can take off any premiums you pay is deductible. So that makes your costs really go down if it's deductible.
I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot, because we had a meeting earlier this week, you and I did, and we were kind of going over the website content, and we're like, oh, wow, we hadn't really mentioned that in a while, or we hadn't mentioned that in a while. So I'm glad you brought that up.
That's right. A lot of the things we forget because we do it every day, and we forget that other people might not know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we try to, you know, tell them all this thing. But the return on a life settlement is a lot higher than most other returns on other things. And there's no correlation, we talk about this, with other investments. You know, it doesn't matter if they've got stocks and they go down, if they've got a real estate and it goes down. This is not affected by all that.
Yeah.
A life insurance policy is not affected by the things in the world.
It's its own little bubble.
It's got its own little deal. There's a lot of tax advantages to this. And it's just a lot better than it. Well, it's more conservative,
yeah.
You know, than a lot of the other investments that you might do.
You're looking for like shorter returns. So there is a cap limit. What's that, like 36 months or 30 months? Is that really?
Yeah, we try not to go over 36 months. And of course, my favorite is that 28 months, which we do a lot. You know, I love the 28 months. And then if they come in early, you know, you make the same amount, or if it comes in on time, it doesn't matter. Whatever we've said you're going to make, that's what you will make. If it's 28%, you'll make 28%. So it doesn't matter, you know. But it does have a lot higher return than a lot of the other investments, and it doesn't have the risk. That's the main thing. People don't want risk right now. You know, I talk to a lot of people. They want a safe investment. They want something that they can say, I don't have to get up and check it.
Yeah.
And if you've got stocks, you've got to check it before you go to bed at night. You got to check it in the morning to see if you've lost or if you've made money. And another thing that helps, this is a fractionalized investment. You don't have one policy and you have all the risk. You're in with a lot of other people. So, you know, your exposure is very low.
Yeah, it's like it's spread out among a bunch of different people, which reduces the risk. But still, the profits are fantastic. I mean, like you said, it's like the more policies that people are in, the better return people are getting, just because there's more policies that are turning over. And with those short returns, with 36 months or less, you're looking at, you know, I mean, there's always something happening, I guess, is a way to say it. There's always policies that are turning over, and life insurance companies don't discount when they pay out a policy because of some kind of market condition or something like that. They don't say.
And the nice thing about life insurance companies, they're not out here making loans.
Yeah.
They're not out here doing risk. They're very, very conservative, and they've always made them be conservative. And as I've always said, years ago, they wouldn't even let them own their own life building. They had to just rent it. The rules have changed now. But life insurance companies are the most conservative investment you can have. And so when we invest in life insurance policies, it's conservative, it's safe. They will pay. They don't ever discount. They pay you 100% of what they owe you. And we send in the claim and they pay. That's what I love about it. Mm. And it doesn't take a long time. It's taking less time now to get the policies in the bank than it ever did. But everybody needs to be diversified. That's why we say not one policy. You need several policies to make this work.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the stock market risk. You don't have the ups and downs. Because remember, this doesn't ever go down. It's solid. But whatever the contract is, that's the way it is. You'll get paid. You don't have to say, well, is it worth this much today? Or did I lose 25%? You know, there's no losses in the amount that you're going to get paid.
Yeah. If the stock market crashes Monday morning, say at 9:01, you don't have to worry. Your investment is still safe. It's in a life insurance company. The value is still there. It won't be affected by anything. And so that's
right.
Comforting to, I think, a lot of people, not only for their profit, but for their anxiety as well.
And I think it's one of the most conservative investments, because a life insurance policy, we know they're going to pay off. We know that when you put your money with a life company, it's solid. And then we take the extra precaution of having a trustee look after your money.
Mm-hmm.
If every company did that in America, you wouldn't hear about all the things we see on the internet. All that would go away.
Yeah.
But it isn't that way. They don't use a trustee. None of the brokerage houses do. Nobody does. And you have a lot of exposure that way. But when you use a trustee, they handle your money. When you want to take money out, they verify every dime of it. When anybody else says transfer it, they call you. They simply call you on the phone. Did you authorize this?
Like literally. And there's a guy that calls and verbally confirms that this is not
everything.
Spam.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's right. And we had a spam deal hit the other day.
Really?
And yes. And they showed that we had authorized 50,000 going out. And, of course, they immediately called, and it wasn't us.
Mm.
They just did some forgery, a little forgery here and there, and they were going to get 50,000 out. But he called to verify, as usual. And we said, no, we have not done anything. Having money transferred.
That's great. I mean, people are going to try things all the time. They do all day, every day. There's people that get up in the morning and try to scam people. But, you know, they can try, but they're not going to get away with it. And so just having that level of security and the fact that, you know, people can actually pick up the phone and call Nevada Trust at any time, right? I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I think you've said that in the past. They could just call up and talk to an actual person, I think.
That's right. You can talk to the vice president or the president even. They always take calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as we've been doing business with them, our clients have always been able to call them, ask them anything they want, tell them what they want done. And you can't get that service anywhere else anymore.
Mm.
But it's a conservative investment. We have a trustee that handles your money. The trustee, as the checks come to the trustee at the bank. The checks always go to the bank. Then they put it in your account. I mean, that's as safe as I know how to do it.
Yeah. It's.
Never touch their money. We don't handle their money.
It can't be any more safe if you try. All the safeguards are in place. The processes are in place. When policies mature, the turnaround for payout is fast. In fact, they've gotten faster, like you said before, over the years. And so it's really the people, the investors that you've got who are The most diversified in the most policies are the ones that are thriving. There are some that will do a policy here or there, I think, if I'm understanding right. And they're doing well, but the ones that are really, really like doing the greatest are the ones that are so diversified in a number of policies.
That's right. And the ones that I see over and again on the checks, I know they're the ones making the most money because again and again, they invest, they get paid, and they reinvest. So their interest is always there. They're always making good interest. So you have to do that in order to make this work. You have to be diversified. You have to keep investing, and it'll come out. And we have a lot of people that, as I said, invest all the time. Some people invest part of the time. There's a difference in investors, you know. We have two or three different types of investors. So you never know.
Yeah. What about annuities? They're still doing well? Bonuses in place?
Annuities, the bonus is still there. You can still get the 12%. They have done a revamp on that other policy. There's no bonus, but it looks like it's going to do very, very well. It's a way to grow your assets. You can either leave it for beneficiaries or you can grow it for yourself. That's what I love about annuities. Annuities do not have a downside. There is nothing a downside on annuity. They don't go down. You know, I love it when you can have an income stream. There's no market risk. That's what I love. You don't have market risk. If the stock market goes up, this goes up. It mirrors the stock market. It's got 14 indexes. You've got 14 choices. And we just got a statement on somebody that just put their money in last year. And I looked at it yesterday. They made $25,000 this last year.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's good interest if you can make $25,000.
Yeah.
So, and then we put some of their money in 2 years. So we won't know about the other 25% till the end of this year. But I love annuities. As I said, this is a fixed index annuity. And a fixed index annuity grows very good. And it's averaged over 10% in the last 10 years.
That's pretty good. That's good growth. You had said a second ago about how annuities mirror the stock market. If the stock market goes up, your annuity goes up. I'm sure people are probably asking themselves, what if the stock market goes down?
This does not go down because it's not direct in the stock market. Hmm. You don't have one dime over there in the stock market. It's inside your annuity. It's safe. It's guaranteed. There's so many good things about it. It's all tax deferred until you take it out. Your money will grow faster tax deferred if you're not having to pay taxes every year on it. It's got compound interest. It's got so many good things going for it. You can take lifetime income. You can take 10% a year after the first year. So you have access to your money. It's penalty-free withdrawals. That's the big thing. Your withdrawals are penalty-free. It doesn't cost you a dime to start taking interest back out. And how many investments have got that?
I know. None that I can think of.
Not me either. And they've been in business, some of them, for 100 years. They're A and AA rated. So they have the best ratings. They've been in business. Some of them are worth $60 billion. Some of them even bigger than that.
Good Lord.
But we're talking about billions, folks, not millions.
Yeah, billions with a B.
And when you have an annuity, you're set. You know your money's safe. You know your returns are going to be there. And they're going to pay you and put it, lock it in every year. Now, sometimes I'll do a two-year strategy. So at the end of 2 years, some of it's locked in. But either way, whether you do one-year strategies, two-year strategies, it locks in at the end of that time. It's not like the stock market. It can't go down. They don't take your interest back. If the stock market crashes, we're safe. You're inside an annuity. All we're doing is mirroring the stock market. We're not involved in the stock market. You don't own any individual stocks. You don't. You're just safe. It's an annuity. It's the way to go.
You had mentioned that there are different types of investors for life settlements. What type of an investor would benefit the most from annuities?
The person that doesn't have is usually that they're usually retired or fixing to retire. They've got a lump sum that they need to put with us. They always come with a lump sum. 100,000 up to a million. We've had several people lately that have given us $1 million. And they sold their business. They've done business with us before, so they put $1 million in their annuities. And that will outlast them and their grandchildren. And that's the other thing. You can have as many beneficiaries as you want. If you want somebody not included in an annuity, you can do that. You can say, well, Joe Blow, he's been bad. I don't want him in my annuity. So you leave him out. And another great thing about annuities, when you pass away, the heirs can get this within about 12 days.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
The rest of the estate may take some time to settle it, but not an annuity. You just ask them for your claim forms. You send in a certified death certificate, and you're on your way.
And the annuity is separate from the estate, right?
It is separate. It's a separate thing. Okay. Because this you can cash right away. You don't have to wait for probate. There's no probate on an annuity.
And it cannot be contested, so it's set in stone.
No, it'd be very hard to contest an annuity. Whatever it says, they're going to pay it out. They're not going to jack around with anybody.
Cool. That's good to know. People fight.
That's good to know. I mean, they're not going to play games with you. That whoever it says gets it is going to get it right away.
Yeah. Sometimes when you go through situations like this, there are family fights about who gets what. But there's no haggling. There's no nothing with an annuity. It is what it is. That's it. Go on. Have a nice day.
That's right. And y'all can fight over the rest of the estate for years.
Yeah.
You can do all that. We don't care. But the nice thing is the annuity is going to pay according to whoever your beneficiary is.
Nice. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
Our phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
You're going to love the trivia today. We're going to talk about Spike, the toughest tortoise in Texas.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister right there.
I know it is. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you about him. Spike has been in trouble several times.
Oh.
But this time it was really serious. It was in December 2013. He's scuttling down Highway 495. It's a five-laner in broad daylight.
Oh.
It's a dangerous course of action for anyone, much less a 10-year-old African tortoise. Traffic on the freeway slowed to a pace. Motorists was reporting the reptile roadblock. Officials in the city of Mission, but the scene was familiar in the Rio Grande Valley. There's 86,000 people there, but they all know about Spike. Once again, Spike is absconded from the residential backyard where he's been kept as a pet. But here he is. He's finning his way through town, oblivious to all but the insect to mate. On this particular occasion, animal control officers scooped Spike up from the roadway, detained him for the third time in a year. He was determined to live life in the fast lane. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
Now, he's had a hard life. He was born into an exotic pet family and traded around, and he became the pet of this little boy, 9 years old. And the little boy grew up. Spike grew. Spike now weighed 80 pounds.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, this is a huge tortoise.
Oh, wow.
And so the boy went off to college, and Spike was relegated to the backyard, but that did not stand in his way. I mean, he kept getting out, and the family was tired of it. So they shipped him off to the National Butterfly Center, and Marianne Wright, who's the director, said, I'll give him a home. Well, the preserve is about 100 square acres. It's a wildlife preserve on the U.S. and Mexican border. And there's a lot of critters there, large, small, every species in the world. Now, they call him domesticated. And it says because all the other creatures are a lot wilder than he is. And so then they built him a preserve. They took sawed-off telephone poles, ground them into the ground, anchored them with concrete. It was only 3 foot tall, but it was sturdy. And then they buried a tractor tire to create him a little soaking pool. Now, they can't swim, but they love to get in the water and make mud. So his little house is kind of like a little doghouse and had his name on it, and he was, you know, good to go. Well, visitors out the preserve were always coming to eat lunch with him. He loved strawberries, lettuce, all kinds of things. And he knew his name. Spike knew who he was. And he would just bask in the sun, and he was an instant hit. He even starred in a TV advertisement.
Really?
So then he became, and he became a mascot for the Butterfly Center. And they thought his troubles were over. Well, in March of 20, a fire broke out inside his enclosure. It ignited everything. It spread to his house. The mission firefighters rushed to put out the blaze. But he managed to escape to his soaking pool. It protected his lower body, but not the rest of him. So his home was destroyed, and his injuries were pretty bad. And they saw that he was singed. He couldn't breathe. He had third-degree burns.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is pretty bad on a little tortoise. His nostrils, his neck, his esophagus, his lungs. So he was just barely surviving. And they looked at him, and they said, oh, my gosh, his shell is burned. Well, the shell started coming off.
Ooh.
And before you knew it, his whole shell was off. It said it was like losing a fingernail and going about your business with an exposed nail bed. That's how bad it was.
Ooh.
And then they couldn't regulate his temperature hardly. Because without his little shell, you know, he couldn't control the temperatures. So they had to put blankets on him. They had to put custom Snuggies on him. But he needed a new shell. So he was recuperating from his injuries. And in late 2020, they received an email from a guy in Illinois. And he had heard of the tortoise's plight with his shell. And he said, I might try to build this tortoise a prosthetic shell. And have you imagined? No one's ever built a prosthetic tortoise shell, but this guy's going to invent one.
Cool.
So he worked on it for 2 years. And he said, I'll do it pro bono. It won't cost you anything. So he collaborated with them. They took pictures of him. They marked him. They measured him. Did everything. And after 3 years, they think they've got it. It's a biggie.
Wow.
They think they've found the material to construct the prosthetic. Now, it took engineers, all these people, to build a shell for this little tortoise. Can you imagine? It's taken 3 years of specs and engineering to do it.
Wow.
Something we've never heard of, building a shell for a tortoise. And they said it had to be thin, but it had to cover him, and it has to be where if he went under a fence, it wouldn't wreck him, you know, wouldn't try to tear it off.
Yeah.
So they think they finally got it done. Now he's bounced back from the fire. The round-the-clock care has kept him in high spirits. They say he's like a little puppy, but he's in a new, safer enclosure with a new house with his name again above the door. But they're fixing to put this new shell on him. The prototype has been mailed to him to assemble and see if it's going to work.
Wow.
It's going to give him a new lease on life. And, you know, they said now when they bring in the strawberries and the watermelons and the apples and all the adoring fans cheer for him, he doesn't even try to run away.
Really?
Yeah, he's happy now. And he's... I guess because they had to hand take care of him during the fire and afterwards when he was hurt so bad that now he doesn't have the wanderlust to get out on the highway and run.
He knows he's safe.
He knows he's safe. But can you imagine? I think it's fabulous that these engineers and all these people came on board to build a little shell for a tortoise. I mean, I've heard of everything.
I know it.
But I've never heard of an engineered tortoise shell being built.
Me either. And you know they have to, you know, think about, you know, like you said, the materials and make sure that it's light enough so that it doesn't, like, squish him, but, you know, still thick enough that it would protect him. And there's a lot of calculations that I have to, I guess, go into to creating something like that.
Yeah, it's like building a car or anything else. It's got to be perfect for this particular little tortoise. Like you said, it's got to be thin enough, but yes, got to protect him from the sun, or they can't let him out in the sun. And did you know he's just turned 23?
Really? Wow.
Just turned 23. Had his 23rd birthday.
Wow. He's done a lot in 23 years.
He's done a lot in 23 years. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I can't even imagine. It's like a whole team of engineers getting together to build a tortoise shell.
To build a tortoise shell for one little tortoise. You know, it's the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And, you know, how many people would do something like that for one little old tortoise?
I know it. You think, oh.
A lot of people just say, oh, just let him go. You know, don't worry about it. If he makes it, fine. If he doesn't. But anybody that really cares about these little creatures, you know, was on board, and this engineer said, let me see if I can't build it.
Yeah. And they took care of him the whole time while it was being built or designed.
Yes, and they had to keep a little sweater-type thing on him and wrap him in blankets where he didn't get too cold. They couldn't let him go out and play in the sun anymore because they were afraid, you know, it might bake him.
Yeah.
So, and everybody loves to come to the preserve and see him. And he loves people. He knows who he is. That's the amazing thing.
I know it. That's weird. I didn't realize that. I don't know. I guess I didn't even think about whether they can hear or if they recognize their name. Or I've never thought about it ever.
I thought they probably were just there.
Yeah.
I didn't know they, you know. And he loves it when all the people come and bring the strawberries and the watermelon and all this. And this is a big tortoise, 80 pounds.
That's huge. That's like a...
Yeah, I mean, you can't just put him anywhere.
Yeah.
But they built a new house for him. He's on his way. They say he's the toughest tortoise in Texas.
And he recovered from all of his injuries, and he can breathe, and on his esophagus is fine.
Yeah, I mean, his lungs were damaged. His breathing was bad. He was in bad shape after the fire.
Wow.
But, you know, I didn't know they can't swim, but they love having a little pool just to work the mud around.
I thought they were water creatures for some reason, but maybe when you're 80 pounds.
I thought they could swim. I didn't know they couldn't swim.
I didn't either. Yeah, that's interesting.
But, I learned a lot about this. But,
Spike.
Spike. Toughest tortoise in Texas.
And I assume we can go see him. Where is he right now? Where?
Yes, he's down there on the border at the Butterfly Center. And everybody can go and visit him. People... Lots and lots of people do go and visit him.
Wow.
That's the whole thing. Yes, they do. I mean, they love going to see him. He likes people, I think, because of the food. I think that's, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole deal. But he is an African tortoise. But he's at the National Butterfly Center there on the border.
Good Lord.
And they have a lot of creatures there.
I can't imagine just in his early years escaping. He was an escape artist to begin with. I can't believe that. Then he made it all the way to the highway.
And then going right down a 5-lane highway just fast he could go.
I just to survive that and have people not like run over him or, you know, to for people to like stop and all that. It's just mind blowing. And then to survive, you know, all the things that happened with the fire and all that, and then having no shell. I would say we would almost call him the tortoise version of like a tortoise pioneer. I guess, for the rough conditions.
I guess so, yeah. But
wow. That's going to have to go on the bucket list of things to go see. Now that we know the story, that's going to have to be on one of those things that
yeah, and take pictures of it, too.
Yeah.
I wonder how long he'll live. Oh, I didn't check that to see how long they live, but he's already 23.
He may be around for hundreds of years. There's no telling.
Can you imagine he was going down the highway to mate? That's what's so funny. That's what he was hoping for.
Wow.
Yeah, he had thoughts all the time. He's crazy.
Well, and now he's finally settled down and he's happy and he's not trying to escape.
No, he's not trying to escape anymore. I think losing his shell might have slowed him down.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that he gets fed regularly and good food. So.
Yeah, and people come to visit him all the time. There's visitors there all the time.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He loves every minute of it.
Oh, that's awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Did you say that they've already attached the shell to him, or are they?
No, they're trying to get it done now.
Okay.
They had to build a prototype, and they had to make sure that would work, and then they're going to get it on him. Because the prototype, I don't know which material they finally went with, but they wanted to be sure that he can walk and it's not too heavy, and that it's thin enough, but yet it'll protect him from the sun.
Wow.
So they're just about done.
I wonder how they attach something like that. I know there's a whole procedure, I'm sure, but, you know, they have.
Yeah, I would think it'd have to be attached all around his body to hold it on.
Yeah, like a kind of like a harness or a strap or something like that.
I think a harness or strap, they'd have to, because they can't drill any. It's not like most things, you know, you can't bring your power drills or anything.
Yeah, and like attaching it with like sutures, I'm sure that's not going to work. Or I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't think the sutures would work. I wonder how they will attach it.
I don't know. Surely they've thought about it. Yeah, they.
Oh, I know they've thought about it a lot because they've been emailing back and forth. I mean,
wow.
About every little design.
And they did this pro bono.
Yes, they did.
Wow. That's nice. That's cool.
I thought it was very nice.
That is really cool. Wow. Okay, so we should probably talk about risks with life settlements. We talked a little bit about the first risk, that it may go over and you may have to pay premiums. Maybe we should go, I don't know, do we need to go into any more detail with that, or should we go on to risk number two?
Well, I'll just go over it, both of them again. The biggest risk is a policy might not come in on time, so you might have to pay premiums. You have to know that. So you always want to know what the premium is going in. The second risk is you don't get paid until they mature. It's not a deal where you get interest quarterly or anything. You get your interest at the end when you get your principal and interest back. So those are two things you should know. Again, you must be accredited. To be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million, and that is without your home. They require accredited investors.
Okay. And then for annuities, there's not really any risks you said that you can think of.
No, there's no risk to talk about. Your money is safe. It's inside an annuity. It can't go down, so that's not a risk. So it's really, as long as it's a index annuity, fixed index, there's really not a lot of risk to talk about.
And there's not with an annuity, there's not a lot of there's not an accreditation process. There are some guidelines, but they're not quite as strict.
There's
right?
guidelines, but it's not near as strict as with a life settlement. It is strict on that.
Okay. For new investors that are thinking about, you know, okay, you've got a point. I need to, you know, things are unstable. They're probably going to stay unstable. I'm unsure. I need to do something a little bit more conservative. For somebody who's thinking about it and they're kind of weighing them both back and forth in their brain, I know you can go over the particulars and talk about, you know, where people are in their investment career, what their goals are, what would be best for each person individually. But overall, do you have recommendations for one over the other or a type of investment?
It depends on their age. I think the age is what turns it from one to the other. If you're getting ready to retire and you're going to need cash, you're going to need to go to an annuity probably. But if you're still working, a life settlement will work perfectly. But if you've got a lump sum, you're retiring, you want to start drawing every year, an annuity would be the place to be.
Is it accurate to say that either way, life settlements or annuities, they're both the kind of investment where you basically set it and forget it? You don't have to do
don't have to do a lot of things. You don't have to check it every day. You get a statement once a year on your annuities, tells you what you've made, if you need to make changes. Your interest is locked in, and you don't have to do a thing. It's just automatically locked in. On life settlements, every time a policy matures, they put it in your bank account. If it's an IRA, it goes in your IRA account. If it's a joint account with your wife, it goes in that account.
Okay. And obviously people can talk to you about their specific situation and all that, and you can kind of map things out. You'll do your best to make sure that people are diversified, whether that means a number of life settlements, a number of annuities, or a little bit of each, right? There are people that do both. I assume.
That's right. A lot of people have both. But it depends how old you are, what your goals are. We just have to talk about it and see where you are.
All right, cool. So for people to move forward, get more information, whatever they want to do, they do need to call, set up an appointment, and I assume it's business as usual all week next week.
Business as usual.
All right. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.